We're talking today here at the Noble Research Institute with Dr. Charles Rolla, who's, of course, involved with pecan research. And you've got a lot of things that you've got going right now with pecans, but you're also working here today with the American Pecan Council, talking about some of the things that Noble and this new federal market order group could actually maybe work together on. Give me a little bit of an overview of what's going on when it comes to pecans and the Noble Research Institute.
Okay. So, Noble's been involved with pecan research and education since 76, when we bought our first farm with pecans. And we've had a lot of influence in Oklahoma and North Texas. Over the last few years, we're actually starting to do a lot more research on pecans, more of the basic discovery. We have six or seven different researchers that's primarily focused on forage grasses that's starting to do research on pecans, anywhere from the root structure, understanding, having a better understanding of how the root structure functions, to some of the microorganisms that's in the soil, to scab, which is our number one disease problem. And then we also have a big effort in the understanding the genomics of pecans.
And you were talking about, and you've actually shown the Pecan Council some of the things going on as far as scab research, and you've actually been able to be pretty successful in starting to learn a lot more about it.
Yes. So one of our pathologists that had been working on tall fescue with endophytes, we asked her to start looking at pecan scab. Her first question was, what was the mating cycle of pecans? And it's been believed since the 1886s, in that time range, that it was always asexual. And her being a true pathologist, she questioned that. And so she came back, and literally within 6 months, she discovered that they were mating. And so with that, now that once we understand when that's occurring, we can change our management styles and strategies to help prevent scab problems.
Now, who's mating?
So the scab.
The scab.
Scab is mating. So there is a male, female, if you'd say, of scab, and that's why we have cultivars that once was resistant, and then the very next year has problems with it, because the genetics are changing rapidly because they are mating, and it's not just a clonal propagation like they thought it was.
So is this a possibility that maybe if you disrupt the mating, that you could disrupt scab cycles?
Yes, that's the thought. If we can understand when the mating is occurring, we can treat for it then, and then we wouldn't have especially maybe the early outbreaks, and have a better handle on scab management in the orchard.
Where do you see Noble? You know, where does Noble want to be in the next few years as it relates to the pecan industry?
So the department I'm in charge of, or the area, our mission is to be the leading experts for pecan research and extension. And so that's what we're shooting for. There's a lot of university systems that's actually falling down on personnel in pecans. The pecan industry is a growing industry. There's a high demand around the world for pecans, and so we want to fill that gap.
So this is a possibility as far as this is something that Noble is really seen as one of those places you can kind of fill in where maybe land grant has done more lately, not so recently. They've done, used to do quite a bit more, maybe not so much as more recently.
Correct. Yeah, that's what our hopes are. And that's where the foundation was started, was to collaborate and also fill in the gaps where the university and other organizations are missing on agriculture issues.
I know that when you start thinking about pecans, you know that as you're just kind of looking casually at the industry, you've got kind of two major types of trees. You've got what they call the native trees, and then you've got the improved trees. What's the right mix in this day and age? In other words, are we going to go more and more to those paper shell improved varieties?
So, good question. Just a few years ago, it was all about the improves. Over the last couple of years, there's been a high demand for natives. And I think as we learn more about the health benefits, natives are going to continue to come back up. That's one thing that's nice about being in Oklahoma. We are predominantly a native state. We have more natives in Oklahoma than any other state. And so that's our bread and butter. The other thing that's nice for me is we get to run cattle under the pecan tree. So it's two systems that you diversify in your risk on an operation where you can have a better outcome.
And I guess what that goes hand in hand with what Noble is all about. You've got a very, very predominant emphasis on beef and on forage, and so the pecans kind of fit well.
Yes. That's correct, and that's perfect for us. And what we have to do is educate the landowners that, you know, if they take better care of their pecan trees, that there's a huge potential for profits there, and they can have both the cattle and the pecans.
So it's an economic incentive that they've got in addition to just good management of their operation.
That's correct, and that's why, you know, we've formed the group, the systems group, because it is a system, and understanding that, and then some of the other things that's going to be coming about with, you know, soil health, water issues. That's all part of the system. We need to understand how to manage for that.
Okay. What, you know, in your role, where will that pecan research and emphasis be then in the next few years?
It's going to be on the systems approach. How do we run a system with multiple different areas, either in a improved orchard or a native orchard? The systems are going to be different, and on each landowner it's going to be different. So what we need to do is develop those systems and show people how to do those correctly, best management practices to have the best outcome.